the Merit Commission is created to sort of be a neutral third party to create a list of eligible candidates. That way there's no influence from me as sheriff or, you know, a different sheriff at a different time. Picking and choosing only his friends. It's a good way to have a neutral group compile a list of eligible candidates based on the criteria set forth in the Merit Commission bylaws. Of course, for a correctional officer, that person must be 21 years of age, possess a high school diploma, GED, valid driver's license, be acceptable to the Merit Commission, and live within 35 miles of Aledo. The acceptable to the Merit Commission part just means that they must be free of any kind of criminal background, serious interactions with police, just be of good character generally. And the same for the deputy sheriff position. Must be 21, high school diploma or GED. For a deputy, you have to reside within Mercer County within 60 days of hire. And, of course, complete those same screenings or similar screenings set forth in the correctional officer packet there. The packets are fairly lengthy, so be sure and give yourself plenty of time to get those completed. It's very important that they're completed accurately and completely to be considered. And then once the Merit Commission completes that process, they provide me with a list of eligible candidates. Then I can choose from those people to hire a full-time spot if one becomes available.
So right now, we were talking off the air, there isn't a spot available. So, but why is it, I guess the question is, so why is it important to have the list?
Well, it's important to have a list because, of course, you never know when the current full-time employees may find a job elsewhere or their family may need to move elsewhere. And then I don't want to be put in a position to where I don't have enough deputies to properly serve the people of the county or enough correctional officers either to be able to serve the needs of the jail to make sure it maintains the needed safety and security. So the only way I can hire full-time officers is off the Merit Commission list. So it's very important to keep that list up to date and enough quality candidates to give me the opportunity to hire those people that we need.